Good morning, everyone. It's time to begin today's podcast. It's February 2nd, 2021, and I'm your host, Brandon Kraft, and I'm recording this today from our home in Ashland. All right, so it's a good day today. It's a good day to start the day off right. It's a day that the Lord has made, and I, for one, am very thankful to be alive today to experience it. There's white snow outside all over the ground here in eastern Kentucky, here in the town of Ashland. It's a beautiful day, and not just because of that lovely white stuff on the ground outside, but because it's one that the Lord has made. May we be led to thoughts of gratitude and worship as we go about our day-to-day. May we not get so self-centered that we forget about all that the Lord has done, not just for our basic needs, but for our spiritual needs in Christ. But this self-centeredness that we have, it's what I wanted to talk about today. It's who we are as people. If you're listening and you've been brought to repentance and faith in the blood and righteousness of our Lord, you probably are like me. Actually, I know you're like me. And that you have a terribly inflated view of yourself. You probably think far more highly of yourself than you should. I know I do, to my shame. And this overestimating of ourselves, well, the Bible's got a good word for it. It's known as pride. All right? And I hate it. Oh, do I hate it. Pride is something I have had to fight all the time. I thought I fought it as an unbeliever, but I certainly fight it even more as a believer. And I see it in me, and it's just terrible. God forbid that I would go about my day-to-day and think highly of myself, but I do it. And then I have to be brought down, humbled by my Lord. Do you know what I'm talking about? I hope I don't have an inflated ego, but I see it getting puffed up all the time. I hate it. The Lord needs to keep popping holes in me and remind me of who I am. Job said in chapter 42 of his book, the book Moses penned, "I have heard of thee," which is the Holy Lord God, "by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee, wherefore I abhor myself, and I repent in dust and ashes." Oh, the sinfulness of my heart, the sinfulness of my deeds. When I see who I really am, I just abhor myself like Job. It's not a pretty picture, that's for sure. But then I realized this view that I have of myself, it's a proper view. It's good that I have it, for it requires a miracle of grace to be brought so low that we look outside ourselves for mercy. It requires a miracle of grace for me to realize and rejoice in the fact that Christ is my righteousness. He is my sanctification. He is my redemption, my wisdom. He's my rest, my Sabbath. Christ is all, and He has preeminence in my life. And even though I'm this low, lowly person like Job, I'm also the apple of my Lord's eye. He actually purchased me with His precious blood, and He delights in me. In myself, I'm nothing but a rotten corpse. But in Christ, I'm the delight of a holy Trinity. In my flesh, I'm nothing. But in Christ, I'm something. On my own, I'm an insignificant worm. But in Christ, I'm God's precious child. On my own, I can't do nothing. But in Christ, I can do everything. I can do all things. I hate myself and the sin that is within me. But I love what God has done for me by His grace through Christ Jesus. Yep, I'm a walking paradox. And while I weep, I also rejoice. The life of a believer is one that is hard to describe to those who have no understanding of our Lord. But to those of you listening today, ask yourself, can you relate? Can you relate? And that's about all. Grace and peace.